Hello and welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. My name is Joshua, and today we're talking about the third spiritual survival tip, follow your intuition. Now, this is one of my favorites. I've always had just kind of special place in my heart for intuition. And it's talked about a lot, so you've probably heard this before, but intuition is really the connection with the part of you that's really higher, you know, your higher self, the part of you that connects to the divine. And it can really be a wonderful tool for moving along this path in life. You know, most people operate from the intellect, from the rational mind, which is great, but you know, intuition can just help guide us in certain situations where you know, rationalism might necessarily not get us there. It's not to say that we're illogical or we're not rational. So using intuition doesn't mean you're not rational. In fact, you know, I'm a very logical person. You know, science was my favorite subject in high school, and you know, I consider myself very logical, but that's not the only information I use. So, you know, someone could be saying, you know, talking to me and saying all the right things, but if in my gut I just feel like something's off, or they feel inauthentic, or there's not trust there, then I'm not gonna listen, and I'm not gonna base it purely on the rationalization. You know, because one of the things is the ego, which is really, you know, our what causes us to stumble and creates problems in our lives. Is hyper-rational. The ego will rationalize anything, and I think you really can rationalize anything. You can take any position on either side, and you can rationalize it till you're blue in the face. So, you know, we need something more, in my opinion, than just rationalization. And we find that through spirituality, and one of the tools in spirituality is intuition. If you're a Christian, you might call it the Holy Spirit, you know, being guided by the Holy Spirit. You know, for just spiritual people, the intuition, it's that part of your soul that's outside of space and time. So it has higher information and just a knowing about our path and, you know, our right path for us. So it's really just that feeling inside that you know is right. You know, early on, when I was trying to follow my intuition, and I was just had so much fear about everything. You know, I would confuse fear with intuition, and you know, fear sometimes could be there for a purpose. You know, if we're in danger, the fear can signal us to remove ourselves from that situation. So in that sense, maybe it is in alignment with the intuition. But sometimes it gets confused. Like if I, you know, I wanted to be a yoga teacher for a long time and I had fear around it, and that feeling, you know, maybe I confused it with intuition, or I could have confused it with intuition, and that might necessarily not have been in the highest good. So, you know, when we want to pursue our dreams and we feel like there's something holding us back, or we feel this trepidation, that necessarily isn't our intuition. The intuition, I really want to stress, feels right. And I've just really started to realize this in the past year, because it's just amazing to me that what is right feels so right. And I just think it's a wonderful way that our universe has been designed, and it's miraculous, and it's awe-inspiring that what feels so right to us, and when we begin to follow our purpose and our path and to be on purpose in our lives, it feels so right and so good and joyful, and there's such fulfillment in it that it, you know, personally, I almost feel undeserving a little bit. It's like, wow, this is amazing. Like, how could it be so right? How could it fit so right? And I think that's the way the world's designed. You know, it's uncomfortable getting there, and going through the process, but in that discomfort and in the struggle, there's a perfect harmony, and intuition helps guide us there. So intuition, so ways of Getting in touch with our intuition. Meditation, you know, if you imagine a bottle of water that's got some sand or dirt in it and you shake it up and there's all, you know, it's like muddy water. That's what most people are like throughout their day. We're getting pulled in different directions. We're in reactivity. And if you let the bottle of water sit there and all the sediment settles to the bottom, it becomes clear. That's kind of what meditation is for the mind. We settle in our body and our mind. We release emotions and stuck energy. And by settling, then we can become in touch with our intuition and become more clear with our intuition. And the more that we use it, the more that we're able to recognize it. Another way that we can get in touch with our intuition is being with nature. So nature is very present. It just is. It's in harmony. It's in balance. And when we listen to sounds of nature and observe nature and spend time in nature, it really allows us to become clear and settled within ourselves and really tap into our inner knowing. Intuition is about our inner knowing. And that's what this is all about. So you know, you've probably heard this before, follow your intuition, but it's really worked wonders in my life. It's really helped me guide my path. And, you know, in times when I don't know what to do, you know, and there's conflicting thoughts or, you know, struggle, you know, really, you know, it's all we can do sometimes is to just follow our intuition and just move forward with an open heart. And it takes courage, you know, to step out of the comfort zone, you know, and it's not easy all the time. But like I said, the more you use it, the more in touch with it you become, and it begins to make sense. So I wish you the best. You know, I pray that you walk strongly on your path and you find inner guidance and harmony within yourself and with your environment, and so that you can find health and wellness. God bless.